Good morning and welcome to Simply Product Hunt. It's Monday, March 4th. On today's show, we'll be discussing the latest updates on Launchpad and Flow. Plus, we'll be taking a closer look at the new GPT tool. This coverage and more, up next. I'm David, and you're listening to Simply Product Hunt. We start off with a look into the world of app development, where getting early users and testers is crucial. A new platform called Launchpad aims to simplify this process. It's a platform designed to help developers find testers and early users for their apps. Here to discuss more about this is our correspondent from Simply Product Hunt. So Bella, what can you tell us about Launchpad?
Launchpad is a platform that aims to make it easier for developers to find testers and early users for their apps or games. It's a simple and rewarding platform where developers can receive feedback and engage with their early users.
And who is behind this platform?
The platform is developed by a company called Normal Software. They are the ones who hunted Launchpad in the categories of software engineering, developer tools, and tech.
What kind of feedback and support can developers expect from using Launchpad?
The makers of Launchpad emphasize the importance of feedback. They believe that while support is great, feedback is even better. They are open to cool ideas that would be helpful for a platform like Launchpad.
How has the response been to Launchpad so far?
Launchpad was posted on March 4th, 2024. So far, it has received 3 upvotes and 1 comment. The day and week rank are not available at the moment.
From the evolution of Launchpad to the innovation in travel gear, we continue to explore the latest in product development. Speaking of which, a new product that promises to deliver on both convenience and functionality is the Flow Black Scooter with Suitcase. This transformable luggage scooter is designed for adults seeking style and functionality in their luggage. Here with more on this is Celeste, a correspondent for Simply Product Hunt. So Celeste, what can you tell us about this new product?
Well, David, the Flow Black Scooter with Suitcase is a unique product that combines a scooter and a suitcase into one. It's designed to offer the ultimate in travel convenience. The product was launched by Flow Luggage in the travel category and was posted on Product Hunt on March 4th, 2024.
That sounds intriguing. How does this product work exactly?
While the specifics of the product's functionality haven't been detailed in the launch, the concept is quite straightforward. It's a suitcase that transforms into a scooter, allowing travelers to swiftly navigate through airports or city streets. It's designed with adults in mind, offering a stylish and functional solution for travel.
And how has the product been received so far?
As of now, the product has received 1 upvote on Product Hunt, and there haven't been any comments yet. It's still early days, so it will be interesting to see how the product is received by the community in the coming days and weeks.
Thanks for the insights, Celeste. Speaking of new products, a comprehensive resource for everything related to ChatGPT, AI tools, and OpenAI GPTs has been launched. The tool, known as GPT Tool, offers a collection of cutting-edge GPTs and AI-powered tools. Here to discuss this further is Michael, a correspondent for Simply Product Hunt. Can you tell us more about this GPT tool?
Certainly, David. The GPT tool is designed to be a one-stop resource for those interested in ChatGPT, AI tools, and OpenAI GPTs. It provides a comprehensive collection of the latest GPTs and AI-powered tools, making it easier for users to explore and utilize these advanced technologies.
And who is behind this launch?
The GPT tool was launched by Sue, who also hunted the product. It was posted on March 4th, 2024, in the categories of productivity, artificial intelligence, and tech.
What can users expect from this tool?
Users can expect a wide range of resources related to ChatGPT, AI tools, and OpenAI GPTs. The makers of the GPT tool are also keen on receiving feedback from users to further improve the tool. They've expressed their excitement about this journey and are looking forward to hearing from the users.
How has the tool been received so far?
The GPT tool has received positive feedback since its launch. It has already garnered a couple of upvotes and has sparked discussions among users. However, as it's a recent launch, it's still early days and we'll have to wait and see how it fares in the long run.
Thanks for the updates, Michael. And speaking of developments in the tech world, open source coding best practices is seeking feedback from the coding community. They're interested in understanding the top challenges with coding standards and best practices, and how they can enhance their guide to better serve the needs of developers. Abby, a correspondent for Simply Product Hunt, is here to discuss this further. Abby, can you tell us more about this initiative?
Absolutely, David. Open Source Coding Best Practices is a guide that aims to provide developers with a set of standards and best practices to follow when coding. The goal is to help developers write cleaner, more efficient, and more maintainable code. They're now looking for feedback from the coding community to understand how they can improve this guide.
What kind of feedback are they looking for?
They're interested in hearing about the top challenges developers face when it comes to coding standards and best practices. This could be anything from understanding the best way to structure code, to dealing with complex algorithms, to managing large code bases. They're also interested in suggestions on how they can enhance the guide to better serve the needs of developers.
And how will this feedback be used?
The feedback will be used to shape future updates of the Developer Best Practices Guide. The goal is to make the guide as useful and relevant as possible for developers, so they're eager to hear from the people who are actually using it.
That's certainly a proactive approach. How can developers provide their feedback?
Developers can provide their feedback through the #FeedbackWanted and coding community hashtags. It's a great opportunity for developers to have their say and contribute to a resource that's designed to help them.
Thanks for sharing that great initiative, Abby. And with that, we wrap up our stories for today. Thanks for listening to Simply Product Hunt. We'll see you back here tomorrow.